that we had, that we were at war, that war came to us. See, war has never come to the United States. We always go make war on other countries.
Right.
But in my dream, we were being attacked.
Now, when was this? When was this dream?
Oh, this happened a long time ago. Not like, recently.
Like when I was a teenager?
That happened when I was living in New Orleans.
Okay, so that's a long time ago.
A long time ago. But my dream, I was living in New Orleans.
Okay.
Because I remember the bayous and it happened like that. I dream it here in California, but I was in my dream in New Orleans because I see the bayous and the canals. You know, they have canals like that, like a big ditch, you know.
And was I born yet, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. So you're living here, but it was about over there, okay.
Yeah, and I dreamed that we were being attacked. And have no... nothing worked. No battery, radio. People that didn't have radios, didn't have batteries, whatever. And they have no electricity, no phones. The roads were blocked. So what the United States did, they had planes. They fly.
Yeah.
You know when a plane flies and it says, "I love you, sweetheart. Will you marry me?"
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay. They fly in different sections of the town. And it said, Chupik area, Chek Bay area, Thibodeau area, New Orleans area, Ward 9 area, go hide in this place, this certain place. This is the closest to you. And in Chek Bay, there's no big buildings, no schools. And you have to go 7 miles to the small town of Thibodeau. And the biggest thing they have now there is like the university. And it's a side road, a one-way road, and it's hard to get there because it was raining and all. And then the plane went by, and people in Chek Bay go to this place where they have a big ditch like that. How do you call it? A canal, I guess. But it was dry. It was dry.
Okay.
It very like hole like that. It said, go there. And just stay there and stay down. Don't stay at your home because the homes are being destroyed.
Oh man, making me. Oh.
Yeah, the homes are being destroyed. So the plane went by, and we had to look at the plane. Okay, come on, we gotta go there. And they tell you where to go, and they told us to go.
I hear the plane outside right now. Yeah. It's like you're making me so scared.
Yeah, and we went, and I remember I had. You or Jesse and my other boys, the whole family, we went in there because it's deep. The canals over there, you can go, the street is about 2 feet high, 3 feet high, and then there's a deep ditch. Like if you miss the road, you go in the ditch, you know. So anyway, there were no cars running, nothing. If something happened, people couldn't start their cars. They couldn't go nowhere. The streets were blocked and buildings, houses being destroyed. So the words on the plane, the smoke words on the plane, hide in the ditch by your house. Just go take a whole family there and stay there. Don't get out until it's safe to get out.
How deep were the ditch?
Because the houses are being destroyed.
It was like 5 foot, 6 foot? The
dishes are pretty deep, like... Like that, all the way down.
So like about 5 feet.
Yeah, yeah, and we just went in there and stayed there, cause during 1950, they had war scares, and a lot of people had underground basement, and the people if ever we had a bomb, we could go in there.
Right,
and
yeah.
But it never happened. You know, it never happened. But in my dream. There was no time for that. We weren't prepared. They just told us to hide in the ditch and don't come out, because the houses, everything above ground was being burned. All the houses were being burned. So I woke up and I was in there with all my family. I was safe in there, and I could hear the planes flying and the words, 9 ward, 10 ward. You know, it was going towards New Orleans, and they tell them where to go hide. So the people that were safe. You never heard that before, right?
No, you never told me that.
No, mom, you never heard that
about
plane warning people where to go.
No.
Yeah, and I didn't imagine it was in that dream or vision that I had. And I woke up, but we were safe. It was all over, but everything, we look, everything was level, burned, like a, worse than a hurricane, because this, it was burned, everything was burned.
But we were safe then. When did you wake up? How did the dream?
I just woke up, because everybody was, I didn't hear no more noises, so we woke up. Everybody, I look around, everybody was safe, and I look above, everything was flat, no more homes, everything was burned. It was like a, but we were safe. We were safe because only things above ground, and that area was like water above, like wet, like swamp, you know. Because everything is, what do you kind of say? New Orleans, unless they have a very big drought, you know.
Yeah.
Everything is like, it was no water in that area, you know.
Right.
And I'll never forget that. Wow, that was very scary.
And
I think about it often sometimes. I wonder if we have something like that happen, and we think about doing that with the letters on the plane. Certain people in the area go here or go there, you know, where it's safe, you know.
Yeah.
And they told us to go in the canal, in the ditch.